And we're going to bring in Ben Chase, the head coach of the North Ridgeville Rangers. Appreciate Coach Chase coming up. That's all right, Coach. But great to have you here with us, and an exciting season for North Ridgeville a year ago. Coach, how can you build off of that going into this year?
That's a great question. We're losing a lot. You know, we're losing a player of the year, you know, a co-MVP, Jake Boynar, so that's a lot. But we're bringing back, you know, pretty much four starters. So we're bringing back a lot of experience, and we're, you know, we're just trying to hit the ground running. We have a really, you know, tough scrimmage schedule. We've already gone through four scrimmages so far. So, you know, now with 2 weeks left, we're just trying to, you know, nail down the final things to get ready for game one.
So you mentioned losing a player like Boynar. How do you go about replacing him? Is that something where you look to the guys and say collectively, you know, maybe we need to share the points and the rebounds that he had? Do you look at one or two kids to step up? How do you look at that, and how long do you think that process takes?
We're working on it right now. You can't just directly, you know, replace a kid like that. We're trying to figure out how to rebound right now. We're trying to figure out how to play defense with five guys on the floor, because he bailed us out a lot last year. You know, he'd block a ton of shots, get rebounds. So we're focusing on that. But, you know, having Griff Teray and Colin Jones come back with the size and athleticism they have, they're really helping out. So,
well, that was, I think, showmanship more than anything else, Rob. As Coach Chase came in here, he was waiting for Kurt to be able to talk, because he's got him in the preview on Friday. So hats off to you. That was a veteran move right there. You're a young guy, but that was pretty impressive in terms of waiting out that one. But, yeah. You know, when you talk about that, you know, the talent on your roster and the success that they had, you're talking about younger guys maybe last year that are going to be your leaders. You know they can do it now, and that's got to be something that psychologically just, you know, prepares them for other challenges they're going to meet, not just on the basketball floor, but in life.
For sure, and we have a huge emphasis on our core values, and I feel like Griff and Colin have really taken on a leadership role right now, and they're still working through it. You know, we've gone through four scrimmages of elite talent and competition that we faced, so it hasn't been great for us. So we've gotten beat a lot so far, which is okay, and we're working through some of those things. So we know right now, you know, in the next 2 weeks to prepare for, you know, Lorraine and the DeFranco Classic, what we really need to get better on, what our strengths and weaknesses are.
Coach, looking at your schedule, you open up, we'll have you on as you take on Lorraine Titans at the DeFranco Classic. You've got Holy Name. You've got a holiday tournament at Brunswick. Can you tell us a little bit about your non-conference schedule and how you tried to piece that together?
Random. I mean, it just kind of worked out. We still have 21 games right now. We're still trying to figure out that 22nd game. So it's just weird. But, yeah, no, we're pumped up. The fact that we can play Lorraine game one, I think, is a great measuring stick of where we can be at. Brunswick is going to be one of the top teams in the area this year, and we played them really tough last year, even though we were missing Griff for that game. But that went down to the wire last year, so we're excited for hopefully that rematch as long as we can win that first game of the tournament.
And when you think about that from a scheduling standpoint, your conference schedule speaks for itself. Everybody knows what's going to go on, and certainly there's built-in rivalries that are getting better and better. So really, when you think about it, there's no night off in conference, certainly, but you don't go away from anybody as far as that non-conference schedule. And that was almost an invitation, I think, what Coach Chase said. We're still looking for a game, so if anybody wants
please,
to find it,
please, yeah. Gosh, please.
Dial up Don Sparks and let him know
please.
That they're available.
Send me a text.
I
know.
Think you could text Ben Chase. I can confirm that. I will confirm that Ben Chase will return your text.
There's no doubt
right,
about
right
it.
Right as soon as you text him, he does.
Yeah.
He'll be very available.
Yes, yeah.
So, but, you know, you just that, I think it speaks volumes about where you guys are at as a program, knowing with the grind that you have in front of you, and you're like, well, let's go out and play Lorraine and Brunswick to start things out.
Yeah, I mean, last year, really going, you know, with the talent we had last year, the whole year was about earning respect. And we still had that standard of winning a conference championship, and we got there. We had the game. It was all the way down to 2 minutes in the final minute against Avon Lake, and we're trying to build back to that. We have so much returning talent, experience, size, and, you know, we're trying to make sure that we take what we learned from last year into this year, and we, you know, we fix that.
How much does that fuel and motivate you and the kids?
I always tell the kids I'm the most competitive guy in the gym, and they just disagree with me. So you don't have to worry about the competitive fire with this group coming forward this year. We'll be ready.
How about a goal for – obviously, you set your sights on the conference, and you want the guys to understand that's your goal for them. What do you think their goal might be for you?
Oh, that's a great question. just put them in the best position to win. We've added some things, taken away some things as far as defensive concepts go, offensive concepts go, to make sure it really fits our guys. You know, really half of our team is returning, and then half the guys are JV that from last year up to this year. So we're just working on piecing it all together and making sure that we're playing together and we're a full team.
Again, we're joined by, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Ben, I only asked that because it seems that the way you interact with your guys, it's you can show them who's boss when you need to, but it's peer-to-peer in a lot of ways.
100%.
You trust them, and they trust you. That's why I asked
100%.
About a goal that you'd be comfortable with those guys expecting something out of you.
Yeah, I mean, I can have every tough conversation because they know it's out of love. And I feel like that's a benefit of being a young coach. I feel like the respect factor's there and the relationship's there that maybe an older coach might not have with young kids. So, the communication is always there with us. So they know they're going to get my best every single day.
Again, we're joined by Ben Chase. He's the head coach of the North Ridgeville Ranger boys basketball team. We're live at Hoop Tech in North Ridgeville, and the reason I bring that up, Coach, what does having Hoop Tech in your backyard mean to the boys basketball program? We talked to Amy Esther about it, what they have done for the girls basketball program. I'm sure it's a real blessing for the Rangers to have Hoop Tech in your backyard.
I mean, it just revolutionized our program within a year. I mean, I go to youth games on the weekends, and these third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders are doing things I've never been able to see before at that age. And I come up there, there's already two varsity guys down there getting extra shots up after practice. The kids are just – there's kids all the time. I look at their stuff that they post on social media, and there's always youth kids in here, middle school kids in here, high school kids in here. It's just – it's amazing because I don't feel the pressure to have these kids in the gym every single day of the off season, the preseason, all that stuff, and it's just an amazing resource that they can use. I'd be a heck of a better basketball player if I had that kind of resource in high school, so it's pretty awesome.
Expectations for this year?
Conference champs. Straight up.
Great. Not shying away from it. And I don't know if we've asked the coach about this yet. Alan Januzzi brought it up, the fact that they've changed the tournament a little bit about how you get seated, that sort of thing. Any kind of feeling on that?
It's different. It's a change. I'm just hoping that it's accurate. I just hope it's accurate and fair for everybody. I think the RPI system definitely had some positives last year, as Martin RPI kind of really took wind of that and then it turned over to Max Preps. I think there were some positives with it. I think it needed some small tweaking based on schedule strength and stuff like that. I'm definitely worried a little bit about it, but I'm hopeful. So
for you to reach your goals this year, what has to happen?
We just have to be a consistent basketball team, and we got to guard. We're struggling to guard right now, but we'll get there.
Coach, we really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for coming up and joining us. Make sure you get some pizza over there, commiserate with some of your other coaches, and we look forward to seeing the Rangers this year.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
It's our pleasure. That's Ben Chase, the head basketball coach of the North Ridgeville Rangers. We'll take a timeout.